It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
All right, let's see if Alex can be there. Alex?
Sports. What's going on, y'all?
Sports to you, Alex.
Let's see what y'all would say about just making it to the conference finals, not actually winning it, but what that can do for a team in free agency, the Wizards or the Boston and the Rockets. I don't know about the Spurs, but cheer for it. Just to make it there and attract a free agent. Appreciate it.
Well, the Wizards are a different animal than those other teams because the Wizards are built differently than those other teams. The Wizards built themselves through the draft with young players who have grown together, and they drafted well enough. It's almost kind of like the Astros are now. You know, they were really bad for a long time. They had a bunch of top 10 picks. They finally all started to come together and play well. You know, there was a while. I remember when the year Otto Porter got drafted, I sat on this microphone and said, Otto Porter should be the number one pick in the draft. And for about 3 years, I looked like a total idiot because Otto Porter looked like he could barely play in the NBA.
Yeah.
And finally, Otto Porter has turned into a player. And it took them a little longer to gel as a team than I expected to. But that's a good team, and it's a young team, and they're going to be together for a while. The Rockets and Celtics are a little bit different because those are teams that they're trying to build the way most teams are built now. Get a star player, add some pieces around them.
The Celtics are going to have a couple of really high draft picks to help with that,
too. That helps them, too. That's why the Rockets, it's tough. I've always said I don't know that the Rockets are – could they possibly get a Paul George, someone like that? Sure. Would that make them worlds more interesting? Absolutely. I've always said, though, I don't know, and it's the same thing I said about Russ Westbrook. I don't know if there's a ton of free agents lining up to play with James Harden. I don't know if anybody wants to come here and say, sure, I'll be the number two. And there are people willing to be the number two next to LeBron James. There are people willing to be the number two next to Steph Curry because, A, those guys have skins on the wall. They've got championships that they can point at. And, B, they seem to make team basketball a priority. And I think sometimes that when you've got these ball-dominating guards that, you know, and Harden and Westbrook, obviously, they were the two. You're going to be one and two in the MVP voting. So it's not like they're not great players. They are great players. I just don't know that they're the kind of players that if you're a free agent, you're going to go, yeah, I'd really love to take less shots per game to be on a team that who knows if they've got a chance to win a championship, you know? And that's what Paul George would be doing. Paul George, if he goes and plays with a James Harden or a Russell Westbrook, I mean, his shots are going to go way down. And Paul George is good enough to be a number one, you know, and I just don't know. I don't know if that's what he's going to be looking for.
I honestly, man, I don't think it matters. I don't think who makes the conference finals matter. It's you know, who these free agents go to is going to, there's a lot of factors that go into it. And, but I don't think you're going to say, oh, these guys made the conference finals, so I can put them over the top. It's like, no, I like the direction they're going in, so I'm going to sign with them. And I don't know that. Yeah, whether the Rockets lose to the Spurs or beat the Spurs is going to make the difference in whether or not they get a free agent or not.
But say, if I'm a front court guy, and I see the Wizards with Wall, Bradley Beal, and Otto Porter as their future, I think, man, that'd be a nice spot. That'd be a nice place. I mean, if you're a big, a four or a five, to play with those three guys, I think that would be enticing. But who else is out there? What kind of free agents are going to be out there this year that are franchise-changing free agents. I mean, I guess Chris Paul's not coming here.
No, if I'm Chris Paul, I'm probably looking at going to San Antonio if I'm trying to win a title.
Right.
But again, but I think that's silly to speculate on because who knows what motivates these guys. I don't. Some of the guys might be looking and saying, "Oh yeah, Bradley Beal, that makes a lot of sense." Some guys might be saying, "I don't want to play with John Wall." Every guy's different, and I think to try to get in their heads and figure out what's going to motivate them. And with Kevin Durant, it was pretty clear he wanted to go to the Warriors, and that the story was out there forever. I don't know what Paul George wants to do. I keep hearing he wants to go to the Lakers because he wants to be in L.A. Maybe that's the case. But and that's not a team you're going to win a title with,
right?
But you're playing for the Lakers. You get that gold jersey, and you get your name on the back of it, and that's what motivates some people. And there will be guys who want to play there for that reason because they were Magic's Lakers. So I don't think it's hard for me to tell what's going to make a guy want to play for a team. And in rare instances, I think we saw it with Aldridge and the Spurs, but that kind of came out ahead of time. He was real interested in going there, and that's what he wanted to do to try to win a title. And it's interesting that Kyle Lowry says he wants to win a title. Well, if he wants to win a title, he probably would go to San Antonio because they're going to need a point guard.
Yeah,
be a good fit. Here, Chris Paul. And as far as the Rockets are concerned, I think there'll be guys that want to come here because for a lot of reasons. And some guys will be motivated by who they play with, and some guys will be motivated by money and, you know, cool place to live and lots of strip bars. Just depends on the guy.
Yeah. I mean, there are like you said, everybody's different because there are people who will go play in L.A. for the Lakers, whether they're good or bad, because they're the Lakers. There will be people,
or the Knicks for the same reason.
The Knicks, the Celtics, or the Bulls even.
Yeah, the Bulls still have that cachet.
There will be people who want to go play in Miami because it's Miami, and they want to be on South Beach. That's a priority to them is living that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Then there are people who will go to San Antonio because I think if you value a winning culture, if that's your number one priority, I would say San Antonio might be the best place you can go. I mean, you know, the last time they won less than 50 games in a season was 1999.
Yeah, they've been just fantastic for a long time. You know you're going to make the playoffs. You know you're going to
98. Pardon me.
Yeah, you know you're going to have a chance to maybe get to the finals. And yeah, the other thing is, things can change fast in this league. And I think you look at the Warriors, and it's a pretty good example because remember them? We were comparing them to the old D'Antoni Suns teams for the longest time. They score a bunch of points. They were fun to watch. Couldn't win in the playoffs. And then Steph Curry got better and better and better. And some of the guys around him got better and better.
Well, they added Draymond Green, who gave them like a next-level defensive presence.
But Steph Curry became a much better player than he was early in his career. I mean,
Klay Thompson developed.
Yeah, he went from being a good player to an MVP, one of the best in the league players. And that didn't happen overnight. That took a few years. Well, Isaiah Thomas, a pretty good example in Boston. The player he's become.
Around the league.
Yeah. So what you really need is to, if you're one of these teams like the Rockets, you need to find a guy like that who becomes that kind of player. And maybe it's not right away, but that guy develops into another star player. I don't know that, you know, I don't know Paul George, I don't know where he puts them in the pecking order, much different than where they are right now. But you need to find that guy. And, you know, the Wizards are kind of doing that too. You look at their guys have always been pretty good, but they're better now.
Yeah.
John Wall's playing better now than he did early in his career. He's a different player. That's the one thing that kind of gets lost is that teams is when you're looking at players who improve and get better over time, and I think Popovich does the best job of helping guys improve.
Well, think about this. And some of the other names that are out there for free agency, and Kevin Durant's got a player option, which he may opt out and just get more money from Golden State.
If he wins a title, do you think he'd opt out and go to Washington to be home?
No.
Because somebody was saying, he'd go back to OKC. I don't think he'd ever do that.
I don't think so either,
but
for
he
sure.
He might opt out and go somewhere else. Say, hey, I got my ring.
I think he's going to be looking to stay because that's a place where you can build a legacy. You win a few titles there. And then when that Hall of Fame all-time great discussion comes up, you want to have as many rings as you can. And I think he knows
Hall of Fame he's probably going to make anyway. I don't know about all-time great. I don't know that there's much. I don't know that he could do enough to get in the all-time great conversation.
Steph Curry is unrestricted. I'd put it about 1% chance that he leaves.
Right.
Gordon Hayward has a player option.
That's an interesting name, although he strikes me as a Celtic.
He strikes me as a guy who's going to make a ton of money.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin has a player option. I expect he would probably opt out. And, again, he'll get big money elsewhere. Would Blake Griffin make the Rockets a title contender? I tend to say no.
I'm not a big Blake Griffin guy.
I mean, if Blake Griffin couldn't win a title with Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan, can he win one with James Harden and a bunch of other guys? I don't know.
I could see Blake Griffin having interest in OKC.
I could see that too. Yeah. That's OKC. He's the only guy who could go to OKC and be like a hometown star. Like, no, what great basketball players come from Oklahoma except him? And then Kyle Lowry, which I'd almost say that's a no-go for the Rockets. Paul Millsap.
Now you're getting into names that
are you getting into names that don't make a real dent? I mean, they could help a team,
right?
But they don't make the kind of dent that is going to put you over the top. Is what I'm getting at. There's a lot of guys you could add as pieces, but they're not franchise changers.
AKA says, are the Spurs too much like the Patriots in that no big name free agents thrive with them? All their talent is drafted. I think we've seen a shift in the Spurs because Tim Duncan got old and because Tony Parker and Man. I mean, that core group was there for a long time at a high level. And once Duncan wasn't the same player, yeah, you go out and get LaMarcus Aldridge. I think he hasn't been great in this series, but I think he's been a good signing for them. And Gasol, same thing. I mean, I think he's. You know, you had to go out and get those players because for the longest time you had a core that you never had to mess with and you just put pieces around them.
Well, and here's the other deal. I mean, Danny Green's an underrated piece, you know, and the trade that they made to get Kawhi Leonard and the foresight to know that Kawhi Leonard would be what he was and how they talked about being nervous about trading George Hill because they thought George Hill was going to turn into a star player. But they saw something great in Kawhi. I mean, nobody has a better front office than that team. No organization in basketball, I don't think, is run even close to as good as that team. And that includes the Celtics, who have a great front office and a great head coach. But they don't have the skins on the wall the Spurs do. And I almost think that any decision the Spurs make, much like the Patriots, I tend to trust those guys.
Yeah,
you know, if they think it's the right move. More often than not, it's the right move. And, yeah, LaMarcus Aldridge has not had a great playoffs, but LaMarcus Aldridge in San Antonio, that experiment is far from a failure.
Yeah.
I mean, they were a 2 seed in the NBA this year. He was the second best player on the team. I won't call that a failure. I think they're doing all right. I think it's a little bit different for him because when he decided to come, it looked like he was the heir apparent to be the star of that team. And his arrival just happened to match up with Kawhi Leonard's emergence as one of the best players in the league. Sorry, but I mean, that's all.
But to his point, though, I don't know that Kawhi Leonard is this player if he gets drafted by Sacramento.
Maybe not.
And I think part of it is that Popovich gets the most out of these guys. And I don't know that any one of those players would have ever, and Parker, Ginobili, any of them would have ever been as good as they were somewhere.
Well, that's how
else.
They find guys at the end of the second round that can play. The guys late first round who can play. In the history of this run that they've had, the only high draft. I mean, and we're not counting David Robinson because that was. I mean, that's sort of a previous generation of Spurs. Even though he was there at the tail end of his career. But they had the number one pick and got Tim Duncan, and everything else was pieced in with mid to low draft picks, trades, free agency. I mean, they've not had the luxury of having top five, top 10 picks. They just don't.
Just like the Patriots.
Right. So you've got to be smart about who you bring in. And, you know, what you mentioned about Kawhi Leonard, and I think about Kawhi the player, and he's obviously freakishly athletic. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. I mean, he's everything you would look for in a basketball player. What puts Kawhi over the top is the effort that he gives. And you see some of these guys, when you play for a coach like Popovich or Belichick, those guys, they find a way to get the most out of players. And that's not a – I mean, that's
– that's why when you don't want to grab guys off the Patriots and pay them too much.
No. Because they have a way of motivating them. They have a way of making them believe. I don't know what it is. Well, it's some kind of magic trick.
They put them in the best position to succeed. They set up plays that play to their strengths. And when you have success, you get confident and you have more success. So.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Raising Cane's. They are.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.